morning. Today is Tuesday, the 27th of April. Joining us this morning is Casey Day, Fortuna. I thought I'd just throw that one in there for you, since you shared that you now are commuting across the bridge on a regular basis.
Yes.
Yeah. Fortuna, Police Chief Casey Day. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian.
Oh, boy. Are you acclimated yet?
Yeah, actually, I'm just really enjoying the cooler temperature.
Lack of heat, lack of snow.
Yeah, it's just nice. I mean, it's a lot easier to relax and just stay comfortable.
He says with a grin. Yes. Yeah. All right. Are you ready for your question this morning?
Let's do
Or
it.
Your challenge.
Challenge.
Might not be a question, yes. Okay. Why do we say when someone is wrong, they're said to be eating humble pie?
Well, it seems like a pretty common sense answer, but I may be off here. I would say that one is eating humble pie when they are speaking incorrectly without knowledge.
Nah. When a deer was killed in the 11th century England, it was customary to give the deer's best and tenderest parts to the hunter who killed it, his eldest son, and his best male friends. To the wife, children, and other friends of the hunter were left the less desirable parts, the heart, the kidneys, entrails, etc. These parts were known as the deer's umbles. And to improve their taste, they were usually cooked in a pie. Eating the pie was clearly a sign of lower status. Not in our house. No, sir. So if someone committed an error and had to apologize, it was jokingly suggested that until he learned better, he should be eating humble pie. And over time, humble somehow became humble.
It seems like I have heard that somewhere before.
I bet you would share all parts with your spouse, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got a happy wife's a happy life.
Oh, boy. Hey, some of this stuff that's going on throughout the country, that's got to be just gnawing at you.
Yeah, you know, you see it every day, you read it every day. It's certainly stuff that, you know, consumes you and consumes one's thoughts. So, it's pretty hard to, go about your daily business without spending some time at least thinking about what's going on.
Do folks talk to you on the street? Do they talk to the troops on the street? Either just a Q&A regular kind of like this, or use it kind of as a leverage tool?
You know, I see it both ways and I hear about it both ways. I had a young officer in my office a week and a half ago that was kind of rehearsing a story where there was a contact out in the field and, a little bit of grace was shown or professional courtesy, some sympathy or empathy and understanding. And the person who was contacted's reaction was, why don't they put this stuff on the media or why don't they put this stuff in the press?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I wasn't there for the contact, but when the officer came in and shared that with me, it really kind of made my day just to kind of think, there are good things that there are a lot of good things that we're doing out there. And, I think those get forgotten.
Oh, yeah. You get the good guy comment and it can float you for a week.
Sure.
Because you're used to, you get popped.
Well, I mean, especially when you're surrounded with, the negativity.
Yeah. The folks you have interaction with, it's not like you're in some of the other settings that some folks are in where everybody's happy, happy all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a good segue into some of the recruitment that's been going on. I was recently looking at not a department locally, but some other departments that are recruiting. And, it's interesting to read the comments. And for somebody like me that's been in law enforcement for several decades to kind of see the change. But, most of the people that comment on these are pretty direct.
The antis?
Yeah, about, yeah. They would want to do anything else these days except a job in law enforcement. So,
yeah, I think Either yes or no. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's very little, I think, equivocation on it. Yeah. Are there any histories in Fortuna PD? Can you go back to the late 60s and the early 70s and see what that era was like? I'm trying to equate the two, because I think that was probably the last time, you know, and some people that have shared is that it goes back to the riots at the Democratic Convention in 68. Mm-hmm. That really was the lightning bolt for a lot of this stuff, or the ground zero, that it wasn't prior to that with the civil rights movement. It was concentrated at this point, and then it kind of took off. Do you have access to that stuff? Have you had a chance to look and see what the area was like then?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So just to kind of comment, history is kind of my thing. So I really enjoy kind of digging into things and getting, you know, a factual perspective. So I have heard that, Brian. The most recent thing that I've looked into was in the mid-60s. But it wasn't anything with that regard. It was more a historic piece that had been written by our museum curator down there regarding the loss of life and
yeah, the aftermath of the flood.
No, it was actually an officer named Ray Mills.
Police specific.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That lost his life in the line of duty. He was struck by a vehicle on a traffic stop. But you know, I got here July of last year, and you know, I'm just really kind of getting to that point where I'm able to take some time every week and kind of start looking back at, you know, really where Fortuna came from.
Oh, so. I thought you were going to say where the bakeries were.
No. I'm on the watch list for that.
Yeah. That was yesterday's question. We were asked about where the holes for donuts come from. You know, one side is cooking, the other is so they'd be on the wheel for the captain's wheel.
Okay.
You just line them up there. I'm sure that there's some kind of a police connotation in there. Probably the finger thing, right?
You know, I being honest here, I don't know. I'm not a donut guy.
It is interesting how things kind of take a life of their own, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's something as relatively mundane as that or other issues. You know, it would be really intriguing if that person who had the compliments told a couple people. Told a couple people.
Yeah, I mean,
now all of a sudden, you know, things might be a little different.
That was definitely my first thought when I heard it. So, I mean, it was, again, it's always nice to hear those things, and you know, to be able to have some positive is always good.
Yeah, something to share with the troops.
Exactly.
And the city council, of course.
Of course.
It's 8 minutes.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Fortuna Police Chief Casey Day. Any truth to the rumor you're going to be throwing your hat into the ring to be governor?
No, I'm not sure where that would even come from.
Maybe we can stomp it down before it gets too far going along, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how much pain I would want to endure in this life, so.
Wouldn't it be a kick if there were so many people running that somebody from small town won?
Yeah.
It's not the LAs, it's not the San Diegos or the Sacramentos or the San Franciscos, it's Alturas.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of authenticity. I mean, it would be so refreshing, I think, for the state of California to see that situation come to fruition, but I don't think we're going to see that.
No, I'm sure the machines have got their people, and you know, it's like, okay, fine. Yeah. But I mean, Arnie got in there.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, it's you sure you don't want to?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dead? Okay.
Dead positive.
Okay,
yeah.
We're gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never mind. Oh, now, there it looks to me as if there's a better than 50-50 chance that you're going to have a couple of major events this summer that you don't have a clue about what they are, huh?
Well, you know, I spent
kind of cool.
It is, and I think we will, and I've spent a lot of time educating myself, so.
You and Shannon are now best buddies?
Well, you know, I've got to know him very well, and
yeah.
So I've done my best to kind of bring planning and, you know, just different ideas that we can use to have these events, because they are important to Fortuna.
One of the county.
Yeah.
One of the things that I find intriguing for vast majority of folks, you know, there's that phrase about looking behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
You're either seeing the wizard or how few of us take the effort to do that. I mean, to put on something like rodeo or like the auto show or any of the other activities, there's so much planning that goes on. You know, and some of it is mandated. Okay, you got to have the insurance policy. And blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. But so much of it is the structural mm-hmm. part of what makes these things happen. Do you get more excited about the planning and making sure that the cogs are all working smoothly, or the day of the event and wandering around, you know, and saying hi to everybody?
Yeah, I'm pretty much like everybody else, Brian. I just put my pants on one leg at a time in the morning. So it's about the event for me. For my family, rodeo's in our DNA. I mean, if we're speaking specifically about the rodeo, I mean, where I come from, it's a big deal. And, you know.
Was it last week, 2 weeks ago? They had an event at the.
So Red Bluff Roundup, and then Riding Rodeo, yeah. Always in May. So. But, you know, those are big rodeos over there, and it's, you know, something that the whole community participates in. And, you know, like I said, I've been going to these things since I was just a baby. I mean, it was big with my parents and grandparents, and still kind of a big deal for me today. So it's about the event. It's about community, being out there with people, and, you know, being able to just enjoy the day together, or in the case of the rodeo, the weekend. And so, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. There's a, you know, just normally there's a lot of planning that goes into these things, and now we're faced with all these additional challenges. So, I mean, you're really quarterbacking this thing on the run, right? And, you know, so you have.
That kind of makes it fun. You know, the only analogy I have, you know, the truckers parade, okay, but election night.
Mm-hmm.
And you prep and you get ready and okay, and now it's showtime and you really don't know what's going on and mm-hmm. when are the results going to be out? When are they not going to be out?
Mm-hmm.
Are your actualities going to run smooth? Are they going to be pertinent? Are they not? Are the people you're supposed to have come in going to show or not?
Yeah.
I mean, do the sandwiches taste good? I mean, all the variables.
That's an important factor.
Oh, yeah. At about 11:30, it is critical. But all those types of things, I'm more of a systems guy. And to see it flow,
mm-hmm.
to me, you know, it doesn't matter what, well, I guess it does matter what the event is, but to see it all flow and not have the surprises,
yeah,
that to me is the cool part.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, I wouldn't have got into this if I didn't enjoy, you know, strategy and strategizing and the challenges that go with that. But, you know, really it's, again, just like you kind of said, I mean, the benchmark is to see, you know, what that strategy and planning can accomplish.
Yeah, so. The flow.
Exactly.
Yeah, and nobody sees it, yeah. And nobody knows that it's done, and it comes off perfect. Now, yeah. Is the Auto Expo going to be, is it comparable in the planning elements to what the rodeo is? I mean, it's two different approaches, two different things. Mm-hmm. One is centralized, one is spread out. I mean, so there are some differences. Are they similar enough so you can work both sides?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, they're two separate events that have separate moving parts and things that have to be planned and strategized for, but...
Oh, I see. That was a car reference?
Yeah, there
moving
you go.
Moving parts?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
But, you know... I'm
glad it wasn't a bull reference.
I can pull one of those out, right?
Yeah, okay.
The city manager, Merritt Perry, and I have been working very closely with, you know, Auto Expo, the rodeo. Anybody who really wants our assistance or input to, you know, give them things, different considerations or different ideas on, you know, how they can get their events approved and they can move forward. That's basically what we're about, and that's what we're doing. So
there's a little bit of blessing, but I would imagine that they're picking your mind, too, to see if you can come up with some new strategies because you are the first-timer.
Definitely.
You know, you're bringing in a different background, and maybe there's an idea or three there.
Yeah. I like to think I've brought a few just from, you know, what's happened over in Reading, and we'll see what happens.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with Fortuna Police Chief Casey Day. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, Baywood Golf and Country Club, Hubble Bay Bistro, and Randall Sand and Gravel. Casey, considering some of the different challenges that are out there, these planned events are really kind of cool. Does that bring normalcy to the routine of a day, of a week for you guys having the meetings? Because I would think, and maybe it's for the officers more, the guys and gals out there, is that it's pillar to post all the time. Is that this, having a structured week, is that more of the significant difference between early on in your career and where you are now?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, the position is a lot more meeting intensive. So if your question is, do I attend a lot more meetings than I do now? I would say absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, just kind of one of those things that kind of go with the job description because there is so much planning that goes on in preparation for, different things. But as far as the rank and file and line staff, they're still out there doing, you know, exactly what they should be doing, which is, you know, upholding the law and protecting the community.
Is it more fun now or more fun then?
Yeah, that's a hard question to answer, and I get asked often. But, you know, I have enjoyed every assignment pretty much that I've ever worked, even the ones that I didn't think that I would enjoy necessarily. So it's, you know, it's just something that's new, but I absolutely enjoy it.
Sure, the challenge would be something that would be right up there, I would think.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's just my personality. So anytime that there is any strategy to anything or challenge, it gets my attention rightfully. So
now, you say challenge and attention, and I would think this time of the year budget is probably right up there.
Mm-hmm.
Fun is not typically something that's associated with that word.
Yeah, I wouldn't go so far as to call it fun, Brian, in any sense. But, you know, there was a lot involved this year. So this was my first experience with the Measure Z committee. So
what was your takeaway from it?
You know, I was incredibly impressed by the committee and the process. And, you know, just having the opportunity to talk about the programs at Fortuna has historically had funded by Measure Z, which is our school resource officer and drug task force agent. Just being able to share, you know, what that funding does for our community by having those positions in place. And it really does contribute, you know, to the umpteenth degree as far as providing safety and resources in our schools and, you know, having somebody from our agency that's active in the drug issues and the war against drugs here in Humboldt County.
Do you think the regular citizenry is aware? I mean, you know, the parents and the grandparents of those going to school, okay, they probably understand what that function is. But I'm thinking broad strokes across the board, do you think that the community knows what your department does?
I mean, it's like anything else, right? If we don't take an interest in something, we're not really going to know the ins and outs of and the specifics of everything. But, you know, I believe it's incumbent on agencies and their department heads to, you know, make sure you are highlighting the things that are happening, which are positive in the community. So when we talk about, you know, things that are happening in the schools with the school resource officer, being able to share that with the community, you know, through one methodology or another, but it's
some of those different opportunities that are out there to gather. You know, I would think, you know, rodeo, that's showtime for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're doing stuff, but it's just kind of like a public gathering. You guys kind of do a little dog and pony show and then, you know, burn some hot dogs afterwards.
Yeah.
Or, I know, you probably want to stay away from the chili cook-off. It's amazing how emotional that thing gets.
I'm a chili fan. I don't know how far I'll be able to stay away from it, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, I think we were in the first couple of them, and our guy at the time came from Texas, and he understood that, you know, chili doesn't have beans,
mm-hmm.
right? Won the first two, and we were told we were pleasantly uninvited to participate in the future because we won too many of them. I was like, okay.
Weeding out the competition?
Yeah, well, there was. But anything like that, I mean, it could be, you know, pies, like, you know, the old county fair stereotype, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, et cetera, et cetera. It's amazing.
It was a pie eating contest, right?
I was thinking more of a pie sampling contest.
Gotcha.
Yeah, or opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, just, yeah. It's amazing how when you have food around, how everything just kind of loosens up a little bit.
True, very true.
I don't know, it probably wouldn't work, you know, if you guys had a tough situation, you know, bring in the food truck. Probably isn't going to make it happen, but.
You never know, Brian. I mean, it could be a useful tactic going forward.
Yeah, tell Billy not to send the SWAT guys, send the food trucks.
There you go.
No, he's going to take a shot at the taco man, right? you've been around a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
Impression's still the same?
Yeah, I really enjoy living and working here. And just, you know, family and I have never looked back. So we are very positive about the things to come over the next few years. And I'm looking forward to actually being able to participate in some of these more historic events that I had to miss the first year, right? So,
well, you didn't miss.
Well,
they just closed the door, that's all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, what do you tell your buddies over in the valley?
Well, you know, I tell them mostly the questions I get are the same. You know, is the family happy? Am I happy? Are we enjoying things? How's work going? So it's pretty much just normal conversation. And I tell them the same thing that, you know, I'm talking to you about today, that we really enjoy being here. And, you know, that things have just been very positive for us since July.
Almost can't call you a rookie, huh?
Well, we got a year coming up here pretty quick.
Yeah, we're sneaking around the corner.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Casey Day from Fortuna PD. I sense that you've been busy doing regular cop stuff, too. What have been some of the surprises that you've come upon in the last month or so, or the department has had to deal with in town that just, for most of us, would be kind of a shock and awe moment.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything really that's come up. You were right, correct in the first statement. I have been spending some time, normally at the end of the week, going out with officers and just riding with them for a few hours. And
front seat.
Yes.
Not back seat.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And the significance of that is just, you know, I like to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on in the community and, you know, just have a very real vision of what that looks like. But, you know, calls for service have increased. I would say that's probably attributed a little bit to the warmer weather. But, you know, things have been pretty normal as far as calls for service. And we did assist with it was a major narcotics violation up in McKinleyville the other day. And so our new canine was asked to accompany the team up there and did so. And so everything worked out.
Performed well?
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, just kind of held the back perimeter from what I understand, and that was enough.
Woofed at the right time and
there you go.
Took care of it, yeah. you said something that I thought was interesting, community norms.
Yes.
Do cops really know what the normal community is, or do those of us who don't understand what's going on with the bad guys, are we the ones that are out to lunch?
No, I mean, I think the patrolmen that are on the street every day have a very unique insight into that. We talk about crime trending and different things that are going on. And, you know, really they're the first resource that deals with those things. So they learn pretty quickly about what's going on and what's not. And you know, because we're still charged with formulating solutions to those problems.
Yeah, you got to know what the problems are before you can solve them.
Can't fix it if you don't know what's
going on. Yeah, yeah. What do you see as the number one common thread in the problems? Not just one type of problem or the other. Is there commonality?
I mean, you get a lot of substance abuse with that, you know, the dual diagnosis. You have you know, the mental health issue as well that, you know, I think that we're addressing that a little differently at this point than we have in prior years. And that's just because of the, you know, the training and the attention that's been brought to it. But you do see mental health issues and substance abuse problems that are, you know, kind of entangled in a lot of the crime that's occurring out in the community.
So how does that translate into the training? Is it an awareness? Is it specific modules, if you will, out in the field that get applied?
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of training out there. I mean, there's, you know, but the training focuses on that awareness. I mean, you can't you know, start to address something effectively if you don't have a very good working knowledge or you're not educated on those issues and those different diagnoses. And then, you know, also the effort that goes into training officers on the strategic ways that you can positively deal with it. So, you know, in the old days when I came, you know, well, not old days, but 20 years ago.
There you go. Watch that old word there, buddy.
When I came through the academy, you know, the emphasis just wasn't there. You know, and I don't think law enforcement was really, you know, geared to work with those issues like mental health the way that we are now, because they get, you know, cadets in the academy are getting educated and trained in these areas right off the bat.
So like psychology classes or seminars?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is, right?
Just how to deal with
understanding. Yeah.
Yeah. Relationships and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
You know, it's different.
Very different.
And I wonder what you go back to the Pinkerton days, how different could those guys have functioned today? Could your guys function in that day?
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, well, you know, got to leave you with a little something to ponder.
You always do, Brian.
All righty, bud. Nice to see you, Casey.
Nice to see you, Brian.
See everybody tomorrow.